Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Global Schoolwear. Stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. Lowered Extremity Review, LER, and MVP Parent Magazines, and UK Health Radio. We got a great doubleheader, Erin Matheson. She's a podcast producer, writer with CNN Audio, covering topics including wellness and sports, is joining me, along with returning Joel Franco, the co-founder of Chesapeake Films and the creator and producer of our upcoming documentary, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. Then we got some Bob Guider wisdom, some emails. First, Erin Matheson, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Erin, could you give us some background on yourself and some of the topics and things in the area of wellness and sports you're involved with CNN?
Sure. Well, right now I'm a podcast producer with CNN Audio, and I produce a variety of shows, including Chasing Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta. And that show
one of my faves.
Considered a wellness. Sorry?
One of my faves.
You said your fave? Oh, yay. I'm so glad. It's one of mine as well. You know, it kind of came out of the pandemic and just how to help people live well, you know, in this kind of new normal that we have. And so, you know, we cover a range of topics from, you know, how to increase your patience to, you know, our last season was all about social media and kids and just kind of like what to think about as you
it's a huge
get
topic.
Media or not. Yeah.
It's interesting. On the Sports Doctor, wherever the guest is from, we have international, national, local guests, whatever their vocation or topic, mental health is such a gigantic topic, you know, to say the least. When we talk about it, I call it the mental game on the Sports Doctor. Now, you're an athlete yourself, Erin. Give us a little bit of background on your marathon.
Sure. I've run 8 marathons. Starting in 2001, my first one was a Marine Corps marathon in Washington, D.C. And the latest one was I did a virtual marathon because of the pandemic. I wanted to go to Athens to go the original route, but or as close to as possible, but it wasn't possible at that time. So I hope to get there.
Yes, you know, the idea. Now, of course, you've had your share of medical challenges. This is a topic we talk about so much on the Sports Doctor. Again, and all the mental challenges, the attitude changes that are needed in order to be able to thrive and come back from injury or from other kinds of challenges. How are you doing?
I'm so grateful to say I'm doing pretty well. Since the World Transplant Games, which I participated in April, I have continued to train. I'm getting ready for a 5K, and I'm also part of a Mambo dance group, and we actually perform tomorrow, so I'd say I'm in good shape.
I can't believe that when I was asking you if you had your dancing shoes on before we started the segment, you said you'd get them, and now the reality is they're probably in your drawer. You know, right next to you.
Yeah, they're right next to me for sure.
Yes, and I understand you're training with some of my friends in the some of the different running clubs. Some of these physicians. Yeah, the idea of competing as an athlete and post transplant. You're a real champion, Erin. Talk a little bit about what it takes to come back from some of this.
Well, first of all, it's been a real journey, and I would say that there's no formula out there, but everyone I've spoken to, psychologists, physical therapists, surgeons, and they say, you know, take it slow and just keep pushing. And so that's pretty much what I had to do. I when I was released from the hospital for my transplant, I was about 92 pounds, and I had lost, I think, the majority of my muscle. And so I kind of just had to start by walking a lot. And then
what transplant did you have, Erin?
I had a liver transplant in January of 2022. Yeah. I hear that's one of the more complicated transplant surgeries. I wouldn't know I was asleep, but I take the surgeon's word for it.
It's also one of the highly, highly successful. Of course, you know, when you're on the show with the sports doctor, sports podiatrist, and your marathon, you're running, let alone you're dancing, you know, we got to pay attention to your foot mechanics, you know, make sure you're strengthening those feet and ankles, making sure you're in the right shoe for your foot mechanics with all of that running. So you've run 8 marathons in the past. What are some of your, besides Sanjay, again, who is, you know, such an outstanding medical reporter for all of these years with CNN, what are some of the other popular topics that you like to delve into in your whole podcast world?
Oh, in the podcast world, well, I can say that upcoming, I also produce a show called One Thing with David Rind, and we will be looking at the Women's World Cup that's coming up this summer, which I'm very excited about. Some of the other topics other shows have covered were about football. You know, remember when Damar Hamlin had gotten hit and we saw him get knocked out on the field, and so we kind of looked at, you know, why, about this industry of football. We've talked about race in sports, especially during the pandemic, and how different teams were responding to the quote-unquote racial reckoning. So I think we get to look at sports and politics at CNN, which I love.
What a mixture that is, right? Really, when you're dealing with that, you know, that combination. You know, we stress so much the importance, and one of my hottest topics for years on the Sports Doctor is the challenge of youth sports. We're all excited. As a matter of fact, the second guest of the show with you, Joel Franco, we've been working on a documentary where our children play, the challenge of youth sports, you know, for years. Of course, the pandemic gotten in the way, you know, when you talk about youth sports, people start to visualize in their mind the overzealous parent on the sidelines, the overzealous coach, and there is still an epidemic, Erin, of youth overuse sports injuries, both physically and mentally. It's really, really a challenge, and it's a big, big business, youth sports.
Oh, well, Dr. Bob, I don't know if you know this, but I used to figure skate, and I actually trained at the Olympic Training Center for a few years when I was really young, when I was 10 to about 12.
You're kidding.
And so
you're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
You know, my poster boy, Erin, is the 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist, Erin Lysacek, who grew up in the Olympics. Yes, I put orthotics in Evan's skates as a 10-year-old. I'm still putting orthotics in the figure skates. Just a month and a half ago, I had Signe Ranka, the publisher of Figure Skating Fitness magazine. So, wow,
that's amazing.
A big, big topic.
Yeah, no, I when you mentioned that off of the show, I will definitely tune in to listen. That's so fascinating.
Do you remember Evan?
Evan, I don't, I'm sorry.
It's been 13 years. I know you're a young lady. It's been 13 years. We just celebrated 13 years since he won. I now have this super hot shot. I call her Magic Bella Rose, a little 10-year-old on Long Island that we're all excited about. And of course, figure skating is one of the, in my book, I have a chapter called The Prodigy Sports. You know, it's funny, you mentioned the World Cup coming up. You know, 80% of the gals on the women's soccer team played multiple sports. It surprises a lot of people because specialization is such a challenge in youth sports with these kids really getting involved so early. But you probably remember as a figure skater, maybe that was the only sport you loved at the time. How old were you?
I started figure skating when I was 5, and I started taking it seriously when I was 10.
Yes, you're right out of the book, Erin. You know, where again we talk about the challenge with the parents of these young kids, the challenge with the coaches, all of these things that go into some of the challenges and overzealousness of and the pressure on these kids. And if you showed up at the Olympic Training Center, or whatever, then you were a serious kid. You were probably doing some double and triple jumps, I would imagine.
I was in doing doubles, trying to do triples. And, you know, it's funny, Dr. Bob, this current season, you got me thinking about this current season of Chasing Life. It's all about aging and just kind of like how the body changes for athletes and others.
Yes. Big topic.
Yeah, and
yes. The idea, starting with preventing falling, which we talk about all the time. And this
or
is
learning
why we
how to fall, right?
Tension. Exactly. People want to live longer. People want to be healthier. They want to stay healthy. It's one of the key topics on the Sports Doctor for decades, which is how do we accomplish this? How do we get people to pay much more attention to nutrition? Again, the mental game is huge, where people are trying to stick with their exercise program or their one of the contributors to my book, Robert Andrews, who worked with the women's gymnastics team for years, was always taught. His specialty is dealing with athletes post-injury. Erin, what's the best website people could find out about you, your shows, your writings? What's the best place to find you?
If you go to, actually, CNN.com, and there you will be able to find CNN Audio. And actually, I can give you a better – I should actually know this off the top of my head. Forgive me. CNN.com/audio.
I checked you out. You're everywhere. On Googling some of the different things and writings and whatever in the topics. And again, you know, the wellness. Just last week, I had people from an organization called Smart Fit, which is all about physical and mental work with seniors, senior centers, as well as superstars. The whole idea that we learn better when we're active, and that's how important. You know, I talk all the time, Erin, the new medicine. And I eat smarter, keep moving, and somehow try to reduce stress. What do you think of those topics?
I think they are great aspirations. It can be sometimes easier said than done.
Bingo.
But, you know, I will say, you know, when I was training for the World Transplant Games and just trying to be an athlete after the transplant, one of a transplant psychologist actually advised, he said, it's great if you want to push. He's like, the best, really good athletes are stubborn. They don't accept, oh, I can't do this anymore. They just keep pushing and you want to be smart about it. But that has actually been really, that's helped me mentally when, you know, there's a long time when I couldn't even run 3 miles. And I'm a marathon runner, which is 26.2 miles. And I would get really frustrated. And at first, you know, my friends were like, oh, don't worry about it. And I was like, no, it's okay to be mad because that's going to help me move forward.
No, that's a great point. Again, you know, all included in the topicology of that I call the mental game, whether you're the best athlete in the world or their parents or their coach, or again, coming back from adversity or injury, the idea that you can pay big attention mentally. You remember figure skating all those years ago? They used to do visualization before sports knew how to spell it, as well as medicine. You know, the idea, again, of that you can pay attention to training the mind, and every sports team, you know, pays such big attention. Who would know more about training the mind than our friend Sanjay Gupta, the famous neurosurgeon, right?
Yes, he's excellent. Absolutely. That is definitely up his alley.
And he has so many different topics, again, in so many different areas. You'll send him a hint. Tell him we'd love to have him on the Sports Doctor because we talk so much of the same world. And when do you think you're going to be ready for your next marathon, young lady?
Okay, so Dr. Bob, here's the thing. I want to run a marathon in under 3 hours. There are only, that's considered an elite time. There are only like a handful of Black women, U.S.-born Black women, who've ever done it. And so it's going to be quite a feat. So that's where I'm trying to get to. So right now, my coach and I have come up with a plan. I'm going to try to do shorter, faster races. And then in a few years, I'm going to try to do the marathon again and get close to the time I want.
Yes. Well, I'm going to join your team, Erin, to keep you out of trouble and to be able to absolutely move forward. And again, that's why we're going to make sure you pay big attention to the two exercises, which is work balance, which I call instability training, and strengthen those feet and ankles with everything else that you're doing. You're truly a tremendous inspiration
to Dr. Bob, what do you think about iron? Because I actually found that I was very low on iron, and I actually have to really,
you have to, again, you have to pay attention to your team and your experts and your physicians. That's where you want to get that advice. And Erin Matheson, again, the CNN Audio podcast producer and writer, I want to thank you so much for joining me. We're definitely going to have you back. Keep our eye on your progress, Erin. So thank you so much for joining us. And please hold on for a minute. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doc.
Sure, and thank you.
Hold on, Erin. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I want to welcome back Joel Franco. He's the co-founder of Chesapeake Films, and he's the creator, producer of the upcoming documentary that we've been talking about for a good few years, Where Our Children Play, the Challenge of Youth Sports. Joel, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks for having me back, Doc. How are you doing?
Good. I wanted you to catch us up. A little bit of background on yourself and Chesapeake, and then bring us up to date with the whole excitement around Where Our Children Play.
Yes, absolutely. We've been working on this amazing documentary on youth sports and the power of youth sports for the last few years. And right now we are galloping towards the ending, I hope. We are editing, so Right now we're at about 1 hour and 50 minutes in the first edit. So we're very excited about the progress and where we're going with it.
Yes, of course, you're a sports dad yourself.
Yes.
And this was the birth, you know, that I've been talking about the Challenger Youth Sports for like decades. And then it was great to see you chiming in. But you're a sports dad yourself. This is what really interested you in this whole topic, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Because once I started, you know, once my kids started to be of playing age, excuse me, I started to notice all the things that, you know, you read about and that people tell you, like, almost in secret. And I started to notice it in myself, you know, like the parents yelling from the sidelines, the coaches screaming at the kids, and, you know, the kids are, like, 6 years old. And it's and so I immediately started to say, no, we got to do something better. We got to do something about this. We cannot let the system dictate how we treat our kids. We need to take back control and put it back into the hands of kids and let them dictate where we, you know, where, what us adults have to do.
You know, this is what excited me all along with getting involved. Like we have in the project, was the idea that there's a lot of positive energy, a lot of positive vibes, great things going on in the area of youth sports, and we wanted to make sure that we paid attention to those. At the same time, we also wanted to really try to deal up front with the important things that you just mentioned, which is, hey, it's supposed to be fun for the kids, everybody. Let's remember this. We want to pay attention to safety and the fact why I co-authored the book, Joel, as you know, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, because there is, with capital letters, an epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, whether it's feet and ankles, whether it's knees, whether it's shoulders, whether it's too much overkill. So we wanted to combine all of these different areas. Once you knew I got involved, you knew that you were in for a journey, right, Joel?
Oh, my God, is it ever. It's like, you know, a lot has changed over the years. You know, society has changed. The world has changed. And it's not just COVID. It's just we have changed as people. But we cannot forget that at the end of the day, we're doing this for them, not for us. We cannot live vicariously through the children. We have to live. We have to let the children live the life that they want to live. You know?
Yeah.
And that's what we're all about.
We want to expose these kids to so many different areas. And of course, the more talented your son or daughter is, the more the pressures. And not only is there an epidemic of overuse injuries physically, there's an epidemic, this is no surprise to people, to the injuries and challenges mentally, mental health, as the world has changed. Again, it's such a big deal with the pressure on these kids to continue to maybe play hurt, to ignore injuries or not talk about whether they've been head-to-head banged around a couple of different times. What's the website of area people can go to see the trailers and some of the information about the documentary, Joel?
Well, of course, they can always go to chessfilms.com, which is my, you know, Chesapeake Films website. They can also go to our film website, which is whereourchildrenplay.org. They can also follow us on all social media at Doc Youth Sports. And you kind of said something very important. For us in the movie, you know, it's not like we're going to give, because we don't have all the answers either, right? I mean, there's a million variables in the world of sports. But we want people to start talking to each other. We want people to start asking questions like, why do we have to do this? Why do we have to do that? What can I do less? Do I have to do more? Whatever it is, that as a parent, you have to ask yourself those questions and you have to talk to kids. And if through the movie we can raise those questions for people, I will be so happy, because that means that we have started the conversation and people are starting to question what they're doing, and hopefully they will change.
Yes, as you know, I've had experts on in this area, again, for decades. People like the National Alliance of Youth Sports, they just celebrated their 42nd anniversary. I told them I've been on the radio longer than that. You know, coaching coaches, educating in our military around the world, park districts, organizations, like our working with parents in sports, in England with our friends Gordon McClelland, Ian Goldberg, with the iSport 360. So we've been able with our friends, with the, all of these, different areas and expertise, because you put together quite a group of individuals adding their 2 cents, to the education, with the documentary, haven't you?
Yes. And, we were lucky enough to hear straight from, kids. You know, we're lucky to have parents talking, coaches talking. And they're like kids and parents and coaches like you and me. It's not like, yes, we have some famous people in the movie as well. But for the most part, it's people like you and me. Everyday people, they're struggling to figure out what they want to do with life and where they want to go with it and what to do, what not to do. You know, because every parent that I have ever met, with very few exceptions, only want the best for their children. They just get caught into such a vicious cycle that they don't know what to do.
Yes. You know, our friend that's also worked with you, Reed Malpe, famous speaker, author in so many areas, been a guest of mine numerous times, I know has consulted with you again in putting together the important components. You know, there's three words we always pay big attention to, as you know, Joel, on the Sports Doctor. And those words are awareness, education, and then some positive action. And these are the things that we wanted to really, really bring again to fruition. We've got to be aware. Parents and coaches, the kids themselves, need to be aware of these challenges. This is why communication is so important. The education of safety, the whole challenge of concussions, all of these other areas, very, very important. And then positive steps that parents, coaches, and organizations can take in order to be well prepared as best as possible. And this is what we wanted to emphasize big time when I was throwing my 10 cents, not 2 cents, into the project with you, where our children play the challenge of youth sports. We have come a long way, baby, though. You've seen it yourself as a coach and parent of your kids, right, Joel?
I'm sorry, say that again?
We've come a long way in paying attention to all of these factors, the awareness, the education, positive action that you've experienced yourself as a coach coaching your own kids and then, you know, watching their own progression. Both your kids, big-time soccer players, right?
Yeah, they love it. That's like that's their thing at the moment.
How old are they?
My son is 13, my daughter is 12, and they're both love playing, and they just love it. They just love the competition. They love to, you know, they want to score goals, you know, slide, you know, all those fun stuff.
Yes, and again, many times we see that that's the age group where seriousness starts really, really happening. You know, one of the chapters in the book called The Prodigy Sports. We, as doctors, as therapists, as educators, want kids to play different sports as much as possible. We want them to use different parts of their body. We want to be able to experience different things. That's great, unless you're a gymnast or a figure skater, or sometimes even including soccer, where there's specialization very, very early, sometimes close to year-round. And this is one of the challenges that we take on, again, where we just got overwhelming these kids physically and mentally with schedules and with demands to win, and sometimes losing sight of what you always paid big attention to, which is, hey, this has got to be fun for the kids. Right, Joel?
It is, but that's also the hardest part for parents, because, you know, parents struggle so many times to figure out, well, when do I push? When do I not push? When is pushing too much, or when is you know, because obviously we don't want our kids to just sit in front of the PlayStation and do nothing all day long.
Well, I'll tell you another chapter, Joel, in the book is youth sports and drugs. And I'm not talking about steroids. I'm talking about over-the-counter pain pills that so many of these kids half live on. Dr. Weil, don't you understand? My son's ankles are killing him. He needs two Advil twice a day. And this is one of the bottom lines we tell parents. If your son or daughter needs over-the-counter pain medicine to participate, you're over the line. You need to be a good listener as a parent and as a coach, because, again, many times we'll see these kids will not tell the truth about what's hurting them because they don't want to be pulled out. They don't want to lose their position on the team. And this communication is very important, Joel.
It's huge. It's absolutely huge, but so many times, kids are scared of their coaches. I mean, it happened to my own kid, you know, like he got hurt. Doctor said he had to stay out, and of course we kept him out. And then the coach said, well, then, you know, you're out of the team. And he's like, what did
example.
I, you know, and he was like, what did I do wrong? And I said, you did nothing wrong. You just, all you did was you got hurt. That's it. And it wasn't even anything. You know, it wasn't like an ACL or anything. He just hurt his wrist.
A lot of times we see that's the concern, which is rest and recovery is a gigantic topic. And that's a great example. We're going to talk more about all of that when we come back with Joel Franco, the founder and producer, creator of the upcoming documentary where our children play the challenge of youth sports. The Sports Doctor. Be right back. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent. With the Sports Doctor is in article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, we're back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We are talking with Joel Franco, who is the creator, producer of the upcoming documentary Where Our Children Play, the whole challenge of youth sports in so many different areas. You were mentioning, Joel, you know, your own son. He had an injury, and he was being pushed or rushed maybe to get back into action, or he would lose his spot on the team, which he did, which is a great example of something that is craziness many times. This is why a lot of times kids won't communicate if they're hurting. Or if there's a problem, it's not like you broke a bone. Everybody knows what happens. Overuse injuries are much more insidious because it's just constant pounding, you know, with our feet and legs, et cetera. And the idea of, again, parents being good listeners, parents need to talk to their kids, ask them how they're doing physically, ask them how's it going with their coach. How's that communication? And I know in our many talks with the documentary and some of the different interviews we've done, we really stress that idea that, again, parents need to be able to communicate with the coach. The kids need to be honest about what's going on. And one of my favorite stories, the great Hall of Fame linebacker of the Bears, Brian Urlacher, was being funny, but he said, you know, if I had a ding on my head, I maybe thought that, wow, man, I got really hit hard. I come to the sidelines and I tell the coach, you know, my foot hurts. So they wouldn't put me into the protocol with concussions. But this communication is key with these kids and their families and coaches.
It's really the number one. If we don't communicate and we, you know, because if you can't trust the coaches to take care of the coaching, meaning not just the field stuff, the X's and O's, but also the health of the players, how can we as parents then not become overly, you know, protective, overly helicopterish, if you will, because you don't trust the people that you are handing your kids to. And if we can't trust each other, how are we ever going to have a healthy system where kids can tell us, we listen, we let them stay out? You know, too many times, even like I said, even my own kids sometimes lie to me. And I look at them and I go, no, you don't look right. There's something wrong. And then, of course, 5 minutes later, they tell me, oh, yeah, you know, my ankle hurt or whatever it is. And
yes, well, this is why that awareness, number one, of understanding that these challenges are really upfront and personal, and the fact that we need to continue the area of education and make positive changes so the young boy or girl is comfortable in discussing whatever might be going on, including the relationships with their teammates. And again, many times we see the more serious these youngsters are in their sport, traveling teams, club teams, then there's lots of pressure on parents, whether it's financially or whether it's just physically keeping up with some of these demands. And then understanding, again, the importance of areas like nutrition, the incredibly important area of rest and recovery, and some of these other kinds of challenges so that we don't run into some of these problems. And, you know, a few months ago, Joel, I had on a coach who had been refereeing for decades. And he talked about how difficult it was in this day and age to get umpires or referees and volunteers because of these kinds of craziness on the sidelines, or in some cases even worse than that, between overzealous coaches and or parents. Where they were running out of volunteers. Nobody wanted to be on being a referee because of the abuse. It's nuts.
It should never happen. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, it should never happen. And unfortunately, some of it is education. Some of it is the pressure that, you know, these coaches have to win, because if not, they cannot pay their bills. You have parents who are always afraid that if their child misses a shot or something happens, you know, they're 8 years old and they're not going to go to college, when obviously they have nothing to do with anything. It's crazy. We need to, and that's why I'm saying, that's why I said at the beginning, it's like, you know, society has changed over the last few decades. The focus has shifted, and our focus for the film is to bring it back on the kid. Because if we don't do that, I ask this question all the time. You know this by now. It's like, who are we doing it for?
Yes. And of course,
you know, you and me are past our time.
Yes. the famous story with you and I, Joel, you were probably on the show with me. It's got to be 3 years ago, something like that, the beginning of your project. And one of your points was, you know, that youth sports is a $14 billion a year business. And we would talk as things were progressing a year or so, a year and a half, 2 years later. He said, you know, youth sports is like a $16, $18 billion a year business. And you and I both laughed. I said, by the time this documentary is out, we're going to be saying that youth sports is a $100 billion a year business. It's a big, big business with lots of different pressures. And it's amazing how the price has gone up, Joel. I don't get it.
It's like, especially for some sports, it's like, I can see why prices go up, like maybe hockey or something like that, football, with all the equipment that people have to buy. But for sports like, you know, soccer and you know, basketball. It's like, well, all you really need is a ball. How about these, like, ridiculous prices? $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 a year. I mean, it's insane. I mean, you know, I went to a tournament.
Yes. Well, you get parents are sold. Parents, many times, and coaches are sold on the idea that specialty programs, again, with traveling teams or club teams, again, is that best way to have your son or daughter capable of sometime in the future, maybe a scholarship in that particular case, let alone when we start talking about even more serious athletes with the kind of demands that might be on them. I just recently, a day or two ago, the famous Northwestern football coach, Pat Fitzgerald, yes, again, fired with hazing going on that was discovered in the football program. And what was going on and the pressure with some of these kids, another great example of things being way out of whack. You know, my longtime colleague, the famous sports writer with the Sun-Times, frequent guest Rick Kellender, just wrote a column about that insanity with what was going on. But it's, again, a great example of sometimes the abuse, physically and mentally, that these athletes, whether it's in college or pros or even high schools, sometimes put up with the bullying left and right. And that's why we want to help educate the whole group with the documentary. When is your intelligent guest? We ran out of time. I knew we would. Joel, give me again the site people could find out more about the documentary.
Yeah, like I said, find us on social media at Doc Youth Sports, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Website is whereourchildrenplay.org. And, you know, reach out to us and we'll about it.
Of course, I'm going to have you back again another couple of months. I'm going to figure by the time this is ready to launch, we're really going to be raising a glass and celebrating. Again, thanks so much, Joel Franco, co-founder of Chesapeake Films. Hold on, Joel. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doc. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is a well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505. Or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor is In segment where we review some upcoming shows and guests. Add a little Bob Guy to Wizards, some emails. By the way, everybody, if you go to sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you can go back years, even though we're missing the last year of replays. But if you go to bvsradio.com/the Sports Doctor, you can get all the archives, see the topics, international, national, local guests, listen to whatever you would like. And then, look forward to, again, some upcoming great shows. Next week, good example, Dr. Larry Rubin, longtime podiatrist, the founder of the LEAP program, Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention, this whole awareness of diabetic screenings, putting together the importance of podiatry, seeing these patients early. And then we're going to also talk with fellow podiatrist, Dr. Kent Mercado. He's also an attorney. He's very involved in the whole healthcare world. He's one of the newest board of advisor members of LEAP. And we'll be talking about different areas of these challenges of the whole healthcare system, the importance of podiatry. Following week, Johan Lingenfritz. Johan is the founder of the UK Health Radio, one of the most informative networks in England. I've been honored to be part of that network for, gosh, it's like 3 years, I think. UK Health Radio, with all of the different shows, they have millions of monthly listeners. Then Sheila Thielen and the famous figure skating coach and the founder of Vestibular Systems, the whole world of spinning, now expanding into rehabilitation, sports performance, in so many different areas. We're excited about having her back. A little guide of wisdom, you know, Guida always talked about, let's create imbalance or instability and strengthen stability and strengthen balance. So whether he was working with his famous oscillating rollable balance beam on the ground, whether he was working with athletes and rehabilitation patients balancing on mini trampolines, or he was having them work on all sorts of different balance pieces of apparatus. I remember calling him with excitement, letting him know about the sand dune stepper, this great piece of equipment, again, to create imbalance and have the systems of the body all turning on for stability. Great example, again, is standing on one foot, close your eyes. Stand on the other foot, the same thing. Maybe do a partial squat. Maybe play catch with yourself while you're balancing on one foot. You'll get the reaction real fast about how enhancing balance and stability is a very, very big topic in the world of physical therapy. The whole idea of fall prevention. Some emails. Ellen said, my 12-year-old daughter is a figure skater. She skates every day. She's got these bumps on the arches underneath her ankle starting to bother her. You know, Ellen, this is one of the most common things I see in the world of figure skating. When we put the feet into figure skating boots, we lock them in like almost a cast. Any excessive motion causes rubbing. The navicular bone, which is one of the large bones in the midfoot, is famous for rubbing along the inside. And there's a particular area which can sometimes be forming in a couple of pieces called the osteotibialis. So make sure the boot maker, the boot fitter, punches out that area in the boot. And if this is something that's been ongoing and it's bothering her, we've had great success for decades. This is one of the biggest reasons I use prescription orthotics, especially that flat type foot that's rolling in excessively. Great success by controlling that motion. So see podiatry, let them help you with that. Frank says, my 14-year-old daughter plays serious volleyball. She's a member of the some traveling teams. She's had knee problems forever since she's like 10 or 11. They would talk about jumper's knee. You know, Frank, it's one of the common things we see in sports podiatry is overuse and abuse, especially in girls, of knees because of foot imbalance. Excessive pronated feet, especially in females at her age where she's maturing, going through puberty, the hips widen. There's more of an angle down to the knee called the Q angle. And this is half the girls I would see in the world of volleyball, and I've seen them for years, were knee trouble. We would be adding orthotics to the physical therapy, strengthening, and training that's done with these kids. Even if the feet don't hurt, this is what's missed very often. If her feet don't hurt, then she'll see 12 different orthopedists and they won't pay attention to these factors. And many times, even over-the-counter super feet, other kinds of inserts can be helpful. But again, see sports podiatry, get that input regarding the mechanics. Almost always, this is helpful. Wanted to make some mention about the book, hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. I was joking when I had my co-author, Sharky Zartman, who just published her newest book, Shark Sense. I think that was one of her oldest. She's authored like 8, 9 books. We were talking about the fact with hashtag Hey Sports Parents that if we did a sequel, it probably would be hashtag Hey Sports Grandparents. It's one of the first. There's some great cartoons in hashtag Hey Sports Parents. And one of the first is a stick figure picture of like a arena with all sorts of hoopla going on and people throwing up flags and being excited. And two people are talking outside and one says to the other, my gosh, these parents, it's unbelievable what's going on with these fans. And the guy says, what are you talking about? It's the grandparents. That's a great example of, you know, what I'm talking about. And the fact that, that's the one of the newest audiences, younger and younger all the time. Again, where we might have 50, 55-year-old grandparents, and the kids are already 10, 12, 14 years old, already playing a serious sport. And again, when we talk about some of the different sections in the book, Sharky talks about what she calls sports parenting 101, about a lot of different challenges. Again, with our first guest today, we were talking about these kinds of examples, whether it's overzealous parents, whether it's overzealous coaches, and the fact that we run into all sorts of different problems. And Sharky talks about different levels, some of the different criteria when it comes to coaches, what to look for, and some rules and for parents that are so important. And when we have in the last section of the book, parents' perspectives, when we have a half a dozen sports parents, most of them parents of young patients of mine over the years, whatever sport, tennis, figure skating, volleyball, soccer, again, talking about the challenges of sports parenting. And they're endless in many different instances. And like we mentioned with both guests, the more serious your son or daughter is, the more these pressures many times can mount on these kids to play or play hurt, to try to overdo it and allow ourselves to get involved in so many different areas. And this is why in the third section of the book, where we include expertise from 8 different experts, adding their 2 cents again with the 2 things that are so important for everybody, which is preventing injuries and where necessary, enhancing performance. Kate Davis in the world of nutrition, Dr. Denise McDermott, the whole idea of adult and child psychiatry, the world of concussions and youth sports with Dr. Holly Benjamin, behavior of overzealous sports parents, Ian Goldberg, the founder of iSports 360, Melissa Orth-Frey, exercise physiologist, and the whole physical challenges of training of these young kids. Janice Meredith, talking about her experience in working with sports parents. Youth sports safety, Dr. Steve Horowitz. Again, chiropractic physician, talking about some of these guidelines that we think are so important on the sidelines. Who's responsible for paying attention if there is a serious injury on the field? Who knows who to call? All important aspects when we're dealing, again, with preventing injuries, enhancing performance. Books still available on Amazon, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much. Catch you next week. It's the Sports Doctor.